President Trump is calling today's New York Times report about a plan to send 120,000 troops to Iran fake news, going on to say, would I do that? Absolutely, but we haven't planned. The New York Times says the plan was presented by his acting defense secretary at a meeting of top-level advisors, including John Bolton. Troops would be deployed if Iran attacked U.S. forces or enriched uranium, a violation of the nuclear deal, and something Iran's president threatened unless countries hammer out a new Iran deal, a sign that Iran has been hurt by sanctions imposed by President Trump after he pulled the U.S. out of the deal last year, even though observers say Iran was abiding by it. The U.S. has already sent B-52 bombers to the region, and several ships, including from Saudi Arabia, were sabotaged near the UAE last weekend. Admiral James Stavridis is former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. Admiral, the president denies it, but your reaction when you read about this plan?
I was concerned, and I continue to be concerned, about rising force levels in the Gulf because this can lead to miscalculation. So really the thing to focus on is the arrival of the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln, its associated strike group, the ships that go with it, the deployment of B-52 and F-15 bombers and fighters, respectively. Those are the strike weapons that would be used. The 120,000 troops is more of an insurance policy. It's much longer term. The worry at the moment, Robin, is a miscalculation on the waters of the Arabian Gulf between Iranian naval forces and U.S. naval forces.
Well, this was the opinion that it was expressed to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday when he crashed that meeting of countries that are still signed onto the Iran nuclear deal. These are European allies who said to him that very same thing. They were worried that tensions might boil over inadvertently. You have that same concern. The more there is a target, the more there is a chance that something might get hit.
Precisely. And let's add to it the fact that over the last 2 days, we've seen a series of mysterious explosions directed against tankers operating off the coast of the United Arab Emirates, including both Saudi, UAE, and at least one European Norwegian ship involved in that. Appears a possibility of sabotage or mines. This would be a classic Iranian move that could cause a counter-reaction from U.S. forces, and then we could see a world in which escalation continues. That's what ultimately could lead to a troop deployment. Boy, let's hope we don't get there.
Well, in fact, when it comes to that incident, an Iranian foreign ministry spokesman called it a regretful incident, but there is speculation that Iran might be behind it, and Iran is saying that it might have been some sort of mistake.
I would say at this point, we don't have the facts in front of us. A good voice to listen to is our current ambassador to Saudi Arabia, former General John Abizaid. He is counseling, let's take a deep breath, let's get the facts here, let us not stumble into some kind of a hot conflict.
Well, and to be very clear, this meeting was specifically not about some sort of land invasion. President Trump was asked yesterday, are you looking for regime change in Iran? And he said, let's see what happens with Iran. If they do anything, it would be a very bad mistake. Right now, nobody is saying this would be a land invasion, but it's about the same number of troops that was used to invade Iraq.
Two very different circumstances. The 120,000 number would actually be insufficient to conduct a significant land incursion into Iran. I would speculate, and this would be speculation, that the 120,000 number is more about defensive positioning around our many, many bases in the region in case we ramped up air and naval attacks, and the Iranians then reacted with a land assault.
Well, what do you think is going on here? Because the Times story was based on many interviews with a number of national security officials who were in that meeting, who were briefed on these plans, who seemed alarmed by them. There's been reporting that President Trump is even a bit, maybe alarmed is not the right word, but not aligned with his advisor, John Bolton, who's a well-known hardliner. He made some of the same suggestions about bringing down Tehran during the George W. Bush administration. Those were ignored. It's well known where he stands, but it seems as if there's a rift here. What do you think is going on?
I think rift is perhaps exactly the right word. We see National Security Advisor Bolton has consistently pushed for regime change in Iran. President Trump, however, is beginning to really focus not on the Middle East, but on re-election. And if you look 18 months out, I'll use a technical term of diplomacy here. He needs a war in the Middle East like he needs a hole in the head. And if that is a deterrent from a conflict with Iran, I'm fine with it.
James Stavridis, former Navy Admiral, now operating executive at the Carlyle Group in Washington, D.C. Admiral Stavridis, thanks as always.
My pleasure to be with you. Let's hope things de-escalate.